Startup plants flag with America's biggest robot data factory, signaling AI boom ahead. A Boston-area startup has launched what it describes as the largest robot data factory in the United States, a move that signals a structural shift in how robotic systems are trained and deployed across industrial manufacturing at a moment when demand for autonomous systems is outpacing the availability of high-quality training data. The facility is designed to generate the synthetic and real-world data pipelines that modern robot learning systems require before they can perform reliably on factory floors. Details on the facility's physical footprint, capital investment, and specific production capacity were not disclosed in available reporting. What is clear is the strategic intent: close the data bottleneck that has prevented robotics from scaling at the pace the market demands. Terms of any financing round associated with the launch were not made public. No executives were quoted in available source material, and no analyst statements were attributed in the reporting reviewed by Plaquemines Holdings. The launch matters beyond the company itself. Industrial manufacturers, logistics operators, and defense contractors have spent billions deploying robotic hardware, only to discover that the software and training layers remain the binding constraint on performance. A facility purpose-built to solve that problem is not a product story. It is an infrastructure story, and infrastructure attracts a different class of capital. Why robot data factories are the new semiconductor fabs? The analogy is precise. In the 1980s and 1990s, chip fabrication capacity determined who could build competitive electronics. Today, labeled and structured robot training data determines who can build competitive autonomous systems. The company without access to high-quality manipulation data, grasp data, and failure mode data cannot train a robot that performs reliably in an unstructured industrial environment. The global industrial robotics market was valued at approximately $19.8 billion in 2023, according to the International Federation of Robotics, and installations reached a record 590,258 units that year. Projections from multiple research firms place the market above $30 billion by 2028. Hardware unit economics are improving. But the data layer, the training pipelines that teach robots to handle variability, anomaly, and edge cases, has not scaled at the same rate. Our view: the launch of a dedicated robot data factory in the United States represents an attempt to industrialize a process that most robotics companies currently handle in-house, inefficiently, and at small scale. If the model works, it functions as a picks and shovels play on every robotics deployment, regardless of which hardware manufacturer wins the platform wars. The training data gap and what it costs deployers. Consider the deployment economics. A midsize automotive supplier installing a new robotic assembly cell typically allocates 6 to 18 months for system integration, calibration, and training. A meaningful share of that timeline is consumed by data collection and model tuning specific to that facility's parts, tolerances, and workflows. That time is not free. Integrators charge by the hour. Line downtime during commissioning carries an opportunity cost. Specific figures for training data costs per robotic deployment were not available in public reporting reviewed here. Industry practitioners have described the problem publicly in conference settings, and several robotics software companies including Covariant, Physical Intelligence, and Figure AI have each cited data scarcity as a primary constraint on capability development. The strategic logic of centralizing data generation in a factory-style operation is compression of that commissioning timeline. If a data factory can produce pre-labeled, diverse manipulation datasets at scale, a downstream customer can cut months of site-specific data collection. That is a measurable cost reduction, and measurable cost reductions attract procurement budgets. The industrial robotics sector has reached the point where data infrastructure is the competitive moat, not the hardware. Whoever controls the training pipeline controls the margin. Capital flows into the robotic intelligence stack. Venture and growth equity capital has tracked this thesis for several years. In 2023 and 2024, investment in robotics software and AI-enabled automation accelerated sharply, with several companies in the manipulation and perception layer raising nine-figure rounds. Physical Intelligence raised $400 million in 2024 at a reported $2.4 billion valuation, according to reporting from multiple technology publications. That deal was predicated almost entirely on the value of data and learned policy, not hardware. The Massachusetts startup's positioning in this stack is worth examining. Boston remains the densest robotics ecosystem in North America, with MIT, Boston Dynamics, iRobot's heritage, and a cluster of manipulation-focused startups concentrated within a short radius. A data factory launched in that geography benefits from proximity to both engineering talent and potential anchor customers. Specific investors in this venture were not identified in available reporting. Round size and post-money valuation were not disclosed. Caption: selected robotics AI funding rounds for context. Subject company financing terms were not publicly available at time of publication. Historical figures sourced from contemporaneous press reporting. What largest in the US actually means for market structure? The superlative claim carries strategic weight. In a market where scale determines the quality and diversity of training datasets, being the largest operator creates a compounding advantage. More data collection capacity means more edge cases captured. More edge cases mean more robust models. More robust models mean better customer outcomes. Better outcomes mean more customers, which generate more data. This is a flywheel. Flywheels, once spinning, are difficult to displace. The competitive risk is replication. Large industrials including FANUC, ABB, and KUKA each maintain internal data and simulation infrastructure. Amazon Robotics and Tesla's Optimus program each operate data generation pipelines at significant scale internally. The question is whether a third-party data factory model can achieve the breadth of task diversity that single-operator internal programs cannot, because a commercial data factory serves multiple customers across multiple industries and therefore ingests more varied manipulation challenges. Our view, the third-party model wins on variety, which is precisely the variable that determines model generalization. Internal programs optimize for their own use cases. A commercial data factory, by serving automotive, logistics, food processing, and electronics customers simultaneously, builds a dataset that no single operator can replicate. The Plaquemium view the market is reading this as a robotic story. Plaquemium reads it as a data infrastructure story with a different set of comps and a different acquisition logic. The correct analogy is not Boston Dynamics or ABB. The correct analogy is CoreWeave or Equinix, infrastructure providers whose value derive not from what they built but from what their customers could not build themselves. A robot data factory that achieves scale becomes a critical supplier to every serious robotics deployment in North America. That makes it a potential acquisition target for cloud hyperscalers competing on AI infrastructure, for large industrials that cannot build this capability at equivalent speed, or for robotics platform companies seeking to vertically integrate their training stack. The second-order effect is labor market displacement acceleration. If robot data factories successfully compress the commissioning timeline from 18 months to 3, deployment rates will increase. The International Federation of Robotics documented that manufacturing labor productivity in automated facilities runs materially above non-automated peers. Faster deployment means that gap widens faster. For institutional capital, the immediate question is not whether this specific company succeeds. The question is whether the robot data factory model is a category that will exist at scale in 5 years. Plaquemium's position, it will, because the underlying demand driver, the need to train generalizable manipulation models across diverse industrial tasks, is structural and growing. The company that achieves category leadership in 2026 and 2027 will carry durable pricing power, because switching costs and training data infrastructure are high and dataset network effects are real. Investors building exposure to industrial automation should weight the software and data layer more heavily than the hardware layer at this stage of the adoption curve. Hardware margins compress as competition increases. Data pipeline margins do not, because the asset is the dataset itself, and datasets do not commoditize when they are sufficiently diverse and proprietary. The bottom line: a Boston startup claiming the title of largest robot data factory in the United States is not a startup story. It is the opening move in a competition to own the training infrastructure layer of industrial automation, a layer that will determine deployment economics for every robotic system commissioned in North America over the next decade. The financing terms, the facility scale, and the customer list were not public at time of writing. What is public is the direction. Capital is flowing toward whoever can solve the data bottleneck at scale, and the company that solves it first in the US market will be difficult to dislodge. Follow that money.